You are listening to episode 6 of Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Nick Drake, the pastor of Richland Baptist Church in Kingdom City, Missouri. Today's question, which comes from one of the youngsters in our church, one of the kids in our pre-K team kid that meets on Wednesday nights, and then they have family groups on Sunday mornings along with the rest of us. The question is, did dinosaurs die during the flood? Now, the quick, simple answer is no, because according to Genesis 7, two of every kind of air-breathing land animal, including dinosaurs, boarded Noah's Ark. So many of the dinosaurs, of course, did die during the flood, just as many animals all around the world died during the flood. But at least two of each kind were on the ark. I want to read Genesis 7, just a little bit of Genesis 7 to tell you what I'm talking about here, because, of course, when I answer these questions, I'm not answering this as a scientist, but as a pastor who studies the Bible and teaches the Bible, and is far from an expert, but want to always look to Scripture for our answers to these questions. So it says in Genesis chapter 7, "Then the Lord said to Noah, 'Enter the ark, you and all your household, for I have sent you, seen that you alone are righteous before me in this generation. You are to take with you 7 pairs, a male and its female, of all the clean animals, and 2 of the animals that are not clean, a male and its female, and 7 pairs, male and female, of the birds of the sky, in order to keep offspring alive on the face of the whole earth. 7 days from now I will make it rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe off the face of the earth every living thing that I have made.'" So that would include the dinosaurs that weren't on the ark, of course, but 2 of every kind were on the ark. "And Noah did everything that the Lord commanded him." Verse 5. Verse 6, it says, "Noah was 600 years old when the deluge came and water covered the earth. So Noah, his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives entered the ark because of the waves of the deluge. From clean animals, unclean animals, birds, and every creature that crawls on the ground, 2 of each, male and female, entered the ark with Noah, just as God had commanded him. 7 days later, the waters of the deluge came on the earth." So the dinosaurs wouldn't have had to have been full-grown adults. It's important to realize that, because you think, well, how could all those dinosaurs fit on the ark? But historic scholars, experts on this would say there would have been more than enough room to fit the dinosaurs in their smaller forms on the ark. So how did they die then? The question would be, they didn't die in the flood. Not all of them died in the flood. Of course, the Bible doesn't give us much more on this topic. And since I'm not a scientist, I'm very hesitant to even try to answer this. But a great biblical and scientific resource for questions like this is answersingenesis.org. Again, that's answersingenesis.org. So I do encourage you to check that out, because I think there's some great information on dinosaurs and just on science and history and how it all fits with the account in Genesis, which we believe to be infallible, to be accurate, to be perfect, the Word of God. But I want to read verse 11. In chapter 7, it says, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the sources of the watery depths burst open, the floodgates of the sky were open, and the rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights." So you think about that, that would have caused obvious changes to the earth's crust, including fossil records and other things. And we know that the earth changed after the flood, so the same things that have led to the extinction of many other animals, you know, things like the environment, the food, the ice age, things like that probably led to the extinction of the dinosaurs as well. And we know from historical accounts, though, that there have been many people who lived with dinosaurs after the flood, within the last 4,000 years. Things like ancient cave paintings that would depict animals that look just like the dinosaurs that we see in our modern books today. Even the Bible points to this. Now, for example, I want to read in Job, the book of Job, which if you go to Job chapter 40 and 41, we see some pretty amazing accounts of let's read them, and I'll talk about it for just a moment here. Job chapter 40, beginning in verse 15, it says, "Look at Behemoth, which I made along with you." This is God talking to Job, by the way. He says of Behemoth, "He eats grass like an ox. Look at the strength of his loins and the power in his muscles of his belly. He stiffens his tail like a cedar tree. The tendons of his thighs are woven firmly together. His bones are bronze tubes. His limbs are like iron rods. He is the foremost of God's works. Only his maker can draw the sword against him. The hills yield food for him while all sorts of wild animals play there. He lies under the lotus plants, hiding in the protection of marshy reeds. Lotus plants cover him with their shade. The willows by the brook surround him. Though the river rages, Behemoth is unafraid. He remains confident even if the Jordan surges up to his mouth. Can anyone capture him while he looks on or pierce his nose with snares? Now, the word dinosaur wasn't invented until 1841. So it makes sense that our English Bible translations, which all lean heavily on the first English translation, which was the King James Version of the Bible translated in 1611. So the English versions don't use the word dinosaur because the word didn't exist when the Bible began being translated into English. So what is the behemoth that we read about here in Job chapter 40? Very likely it was some large animal, some dinosaur like a Diplodocus. And you would say, well, how can you prove that? Well, I can't prove it, but you see the descriptions of it here that God is giving Job. What other animal do you know of that has a tail like a cedar tree? You could read this description. You could say, well, maybe he's talking about an elephant or maybe a hippopotamus or something like that, but those don't have a tail like a cedar tree. Like the old Brontosaurus or Diplodocus, the huge dinosaurs that walked this earth did. The fact that he is the foremost of God's works, only his maker can draw the sword against him, that he's unafraid when the waters rise in the Jordan. Well, why? Because his neck can get above it. So I think very clearly that's talking about a dinosaur. And Job was probably... is very likely the oldest book in the Bible. In other words, the first written. So it would make sense that in Job's time there were still dinosaurs. They hadn't died off yet because this wasn't too long after the flood. So let's continue reading, though, in Job. Look at chapter 41 with me. This is even more descriptive of something that is incredible. In Job chapter 41, as God is continuing to talk to Job, he says, "Can you pull in Leviathan with a hook or tie his tongue down with a rope? Can you put a cord through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he beg you for mercy or speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you so that you can take him as a slave forever? Can you play with him like a bird or put him on a leash for your girls? Will traders bargain for him or divide him among her merchants? Can you fill his hide with harpoons or his head with fishing spears?" By the way, I can't think of an animal we couldn't do that with today, just for the record. Verse 8, "Lay a hand on him. You will remember the battle and never repeat it. Any hope of capturing him proves false. Does a person not collapse at the very sight of him? No one is ferocious enough to rouse Leviathan. Who then can stand against me?" God says. "Who confronted me that I should repay him? Everything under heaven belongs to me. I cannot be silent about his limbs, his power, and his graceful proportions. Who can strip off his outer coverings? Who can penetrate his double layer of armor? Who can open his jaws surrounded by those terrifying teeth with his pride and his rows of scales closely sealed together? One scale is so close to another that no air can pass between them. They are joined to one another, so closely connected they cannot be separated. His snorting flashes with light while his eyes are like the rays of dawn. Flaming torches shoot from his mouth. Fiery sparks fly out." Anybody know of any animals like that today? I surely haven't seen one. "Smoke billows from his nostrils as from a boiling pot or burning reeds. His breath sets coals ablaze and flames pour out of his mouth. Strength resides in his neck and dismay dances before him. The folds of his flesh are joined together, solid as metal and immovable. His heart is as hard as a rock, as hard as a lower millstone. When Leviathan rises, the mighty are terrified. They withdraw because of his thrashing. The sword that reaches him will have no effect, nor will a spear, dart, or arrow. He regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. No arrow can make him flee. Sling stones become like stubble to him. A club is regarded as stubble, and he laughs at the whirring of a javelin. His undersides are jagged potsherds, spreading the mud like a threshing sledge. He makes the depths seethe like a cauldron. He makes the sea like an ointment jar. He leaves a shining wake behind him. One would think the deep had white hair. He has no equal on earth, a creature devoid of fear. He surveys everything that is haughty. He is king over all the proud beasts." Now, this description, in my opinion, makes clear that this wasn't simply a crocodile or a shark, as some have suggested. It was probably some large sea reptile, some dinosaur like a Spinosaurus or like a Leoprodon or even a dragon, which again, if we look at historical accounts, cave drawings, we know that people saw something like dragons on this earth. But please realize as we go through all this, and of course I'm trying to answer this question from a biblical perspective about the flood and about dinosaurs, the point of Job 41 and Job 40, it isn't about dinosaurs. The point, as God is talking with Job, is that God is over everything, including giant animals that man can't tame, including dinosaurs. I want to read just the first two verses of Job 42. He says, Job replied to God after God had said all of these things about Behemoth and about Leviathan. He said, I know that you can do anything, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. That's Job to God. So I want to simply plead with you, if you're listening to this podcast, trust and turn to the Lord. Ultimately, the reason anything dies, including dinosaurs, including humans, is because sin entered the world in Genesis chapter 3 with Adam and Eve, and it has affected everything ever since, including life and death, of course, which didn't enter the world until sin entered the world. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ saves and gives life beyond what is temporary now. Only the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus coming and living a perfect life, dying on the cross for our sins, and rising from the dead so that everyone who would call upon him and turn to him in faith and repent of their sins, everyone who does that can be saved from their sins and not experience eternal death, but experience eternal life. Thanks for listening to Ask the Pastor.